Good morning and welcome to WLQI's Saturday Morning Sports Showcase, live from SP19 in Tamatt. The Saturday Morning Sports Showcase is brought to you in part by RMT Transport, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, Midway Net, The Good Table Family Restaurant, Anderson Outdoor Power, Kentland Bank, Buy Suburban Propane, Prospect Auto Supply, Solid Rock Ag Solutions, Smith Farm Store, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan, SP19 American Kitchen, Tim's Auto Body and Sales, Reinforcement Designs, McAllister Machinery Company, and Buy More Trucking. Let's go live to SP19 in Tamatt.
And this is the Sports Showcase from the SP19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful, sunny, perfect weather for October, DeMont, Indiana, here on WLQI97.7.com. Bernie, going along with the head coach of Rensselaer Central Bombers, Coach Chris Meeks. Impressive victory last night again, Coach. You guys got to be feeling good as we head to the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, the kids played, I thought, very well last night. You always worry a little bit when you go into a game against a team that doesn't have very many wins, like Northwestern. But our kids, again, just like they did last week, put their hard hats on and we're dialed in, focused, and concentrated on the things that we needed to do to be successful. And I thought we executed in all three phases last night. I thought our offense was clicking. I thought our defense played lights out, attacked. You know, the line of scrimmage came downhill and didn't really give them time to do much on offense. And then our special teams, I thought, were very solid. So we were quite pleased.
Yeah, would you say this season that was probably the most complete all three facets of the game, where I thought you guys have brought it on special teams, as you mentioned, defense and offense? And when you're working that well in all three facets, you're going to be very successful.
Yeah, I think, I keep alluding to the beginning of the year. I thought we were totally out of sync early on. The chemistry just wasn't there. I think out of sync is the best way to describe it. But as we moved into, week 3, 4, 5, I think the common fan that's sitting in the stands or you or me or whatever could see things just starting to piece together, and the chemistry was falling in place, and now things are clicking on all cylinders, and that's important. As well as I do, the offense feeds off the defense. Defense sets up the offense in great field position. Special teams, you can, lock them, pin them deep, and put our defense in great position. So, like I said, all those phases are working very well. I think we have more kids emerging early on. We had some kids that had defined identities, and now they found some identities, and we're really locking people into places where we think they can succeed for us.
I mean, Northwestern, they had some big linemen out there, I felt like, especially on offense, and you guys were in the backfield on defense and then offensively moving them around. I mean, that, again, back to that line play, which I feel like started against Munster for you guys, and even then against Big 3A West Lafayette, that had your moments against North Knox in the last 2 weeks. I mean, that kind of line play, I mean, when the ball is being snapped, I mean, they were quick snapping it, and you guys were in the backfield, it seemed like as quickly, it was almost like I said, I was like, they were Northwestern this week during, because it was almost like you guys had the plays in the huddle. I mean, that just speaks to firing off the ball incredibly out there was the D linemen.
And I think that was our downfall defensively. Coach Zacher and the defensive coaches, I think we all felt like we were on our heels the first few weeks. Even though we were having success, just weren't playing real good defense. Now we're attacking. And I see 11 dudes flying to the ball. We're attacking the line of scrimmage. We're putting pressure on the quarterback, which takes pressure off our defensive secondary, as you know. So, yeah, defensively, we're getting a whole lot better. And Coach Zacher will tell you there's still room for improvement. But starts up front with our defensive line, and they have played very well for us last few weeks.
And one thing that you look at, you figure the Hoosier Conference, you got Amanade over there at West Lafayette, and I forget the big guy at Western. You get guys that big, you're not going to see that too many times for 2A schools. And, I mean, I think, again, we've talked about it so many times, but just the way those opponents you have in the Hoosier Conference, you didn't even play a full slate of Hoosier games this year for obvious reasons, just prepares you guys, again, just so well for the long haul of the tournament.
It does. And in the Hoosier Conference, you see some great individuals on different teams. It seems like every team's got, a great individual or two in terms of all-state caliber. But the variety of offenses and defenses, too, you see a wide variety, from our single wing to West Lafayette that spreads you out and tries to get, 200 plays in a game. And it's a fun conference to be a part of, but it does prepare you very well for the tournament.
Yeah, and again, speaking of, it was homecoming night. I mean, it went off without with a bang out there for you guys, just so well overall. And I mean, you close out the regular season at home, which I love that you guys kind of giving the salute to the fans. But that ain't over. You got at least one more at home, and again, you guys have a big saying if you have more at home in the come November.
Yeah, we love homecoming. And when I first started as a young coach, I kind of had the idea from listening to past coaches, you know, that homecoming week can be a distraction and all this stuff. And I suppose it can be if you let it. But we embrace it. We have fun with it. And, you know, the big student body there and all the fans, you know, the town comes out in mass. And we really make it a fun week. And, you know, it ends with the game. And, you know, it's important for our kids to go out there and play well for our community and our student body. And they did that. And our kids take great pride in it. So, and on top of that, what beautiful weather we had last night.
Amazing.
I mean, that breeze was nice and just no humidity. And it was just a great night of football.
Well, you guys, you've come a long way this year. I think it was somebody who's made amazing strides out there at the most important position, the quarterback, Tate Drone, from week one. I would say you probably say he is light years ahead of where he was week one, being able to run that offense efficiently. And he's a sneaky athlete out there. I don't think too many teams realize how he can run the football out there, but he's shown his wheels out there when called upon.
Yeah, and he could run it more if we let him, but you know, we kind of protect him a little bit because you know, we're gonna need him in the tournament. But he's got a good strong arm, put a lot of time and effort into throwing the football. He'll be the first one to tell you there's room for improvement, and you know, we're working on that all the time. He's a first year in terms of a full varsity season, so there are some things we're working on, but yeah, the threat of him throwing the ball and with some of our receivers, it really opens things up in our running game. So, yeah, we'll need him going forward to play very well for us.
The breaking news, Dylan Kidd had another great game out there. It's almost like he just kind of penciled him in there for three touchdowns and then showing off the wheels also in the passing game as he caught that screen. And that was set up so beautifully. Even my partner Noah called it, like, you spread them all out and they all just lost. The number 32 was just standing right there, little pop pass, and then it was a race to the goal line and he won it.
I'm so happy for that kid because he's a football junkie. He loves football, and his idol, I think, growing up was Rylan R. Hood. Those two have worked together in the off season, and they've done a lot of things. And as you guys know, Rylan was a 2,000-yard-plus rusher for us, was on that state championship team. So
arguably player of the decade for you guys. If you
Awesome player, great player. But then last year, a couple days before the KV game, he was just moving on defense, and all of a sudden he planted his foot, and he felt a horrible pain and tore his ACL and was out for the year. Didn't play one down for us. So came back first week, looked a little lost. I think he was a little unsure of his knee and played a little gingerly. But since then, he's taken off, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's building his speed back up. He's able to read blocks. And he'll be the first one to tell you on that screen pass, we had 10 guys downfield getting blocks for him to spring him. But, yeah, he can read cuts now and really playing the way he's capable of playing. So it's great to see that out of him.
And this is a sports showcase from the SB19 restaurant, the Sandy Pines Golf Course, in beautiful DeMond, Indiana, on WPI97.7.com. Bernie Gowen, along with the head coach of the Central Bombers, Coach Chris Meeks, a guy who stood out also last night, who doesn't always show up in the stats because he plays on the line, I thought was Jordan Cree. He set a block out there last night that might have been the block of the year for you guys. Coming on the edge, it was in front of your bench, I believe, around the 40-yard line. And then defensively, every, like, third play, I swear, he was in there helping out or making a play himself. I mean, he had himself, not that he hasn't, but really stood out yesterday to me.
He did. And, you know, as head coach, I don't see a lot of the individual plays because there's so many things going on. But then afterwards, we watch film and stuff. But as soon as I got into the locker room after the game, Coach Zacher was really talking about the play of Jordan. Jordan was very active, not only on offense with his blocks, but defensively, like you said, he was in the backfield all night. He had several tackles for loss, had a quarterback sack. I believe we had him for 9 tackles last night, 4 tackles for loss, and a sack. So had a very strong game for us, two-way player. And, you know, he's a good one. And nice thing is he's only a sophomore.
You got to admit, your favorite play of the game had to be the big man catching the reception, Aiden Randolph, right? I mean, I loved it. Picked up that first down. I think it was midway through the first quarter. Got to love it when the big guy gets his big paws on that ball. Only a sophomore, too.
Yeah. He poses problems as a 340-pound tight end. The fact that he can get downfield and catch the ball, and he's pretty athletic. I will tell you, with him playing tight end, the most challenging thing we had to do was find a jersey that would fit him in the lower numbers. So we had to get one altered. Took a big jersey, took numbers off of it, and put the big 9 on it. But yeah, it was a nice catch and catch and run, I might add. So yeah, he's added a lot to the tight end position. An excellent blocker. Our right side with Boguette and Cree. That's a pretty formidable side. And then those guys have done a lot in terms of our power game. And the added dimension of him being able to catch a ball and do something with it is nice as well.
Well, now, amazingly enough, we still don't know who you'll be playing week 9. But I, like you said, at this point, it's just roll it out there and we'll see who it's going to be. Hopefully you find out sometime today would be nice, I'm sure.
Yeah, the way it's supposed to work, is you got the East Division in the Hoosier and the West Division in the Hoosier, and then they all play each other, and then you jockey for position 1 through 5. And after 8 games, you know who's 1 through 5 in each division. Fortunately, Central Catholic had to sit a couple games with COVID issues. Twin Lakes had to sit a game. So it was kind of screwy, at least the West Division. So, there was talk of possibly having first place play first place, which would be Hamilton Heights out of the East play West Lafayette. That game will happen for sure. And then the two bottom teams, which was Northwestern and Benton Central, they would play. And then second, third, and fourth, there was discussion of just doing matchups, teams that hadn't played each other, figuring out second versus second. Bottom line is, I have no idea.
Pulling names out of my hat.
I have no idea. And once we're told who we have, we'll have film within 30 minutes, and then we'll get to work, and everything will work out fine. But in the meantime, we're waiting to hear who we play. I do know whoever we play from over there will be a very good opponent.
And we do know it'll be on the road. It will be either in Arcadia, in Roosevelt, or in Tifton.
Yep.
It sounds like it'll be one of those. Or I guess it'll also be against Cass. So it won't be Arcadia, but either Cass, Roosevelt, or Tifton is where you'll be going with. So you also had last night, it was the Indiana Football Tour Game of the Week, sponsored by the Colts. You want to speak a little bit about that? Was it quite the honor for you guys?
Yeah, each week they put out, I believe, starting at the start of the week, 10 games. And the communities of each team vote. And if you win, they'll give $1,000 to each school for their football program or athletic department. So, as of Tuesday, we got down to the final 5, and then we ended up finding out last night before the game that us and Northwestern had won. So that's awesome. We were actually in the running for it earlier in the year, and then our game got canceled with Central Catholic. So it was nice that they gave us another opportunity. So yeah, that was neat. It was great that our community is so supportive, voting for us for that, and it's money that will be well used.
And of course, can I talk about it a little early? You do know you will play Week 10, ironically enough, and the draw came out. You'll have the Bowman Academy Eagles, a team that you've had a bit of a history with playing in the playoffs. And the one thing, it'll be at home, that game, which will be nice, another home game, and hopefully more to come.
Yeah, it's always exciting for the draw. I believe that Indiana has the best tournament in the country. And, you have the old-timers that believe you need to earn your way into the tournament stuff. Well, sometimes you get hit with the injury bug or sickness or whatever and lose some key games. And, it's kind of a wasted season with nothing to look forward to at the end. I love what we have. So every team starts off 0-0 after week 9. And, a lot of teams change from week 1 to week 9. So it's exciting. We'll start off with Bowman Academy at home. Don't know much about them. I know they won last night, had an impressive win over East Chicago. They'll be very athletic. They always are. So, we'll put a nice scouting report together, get our game plan ready, and hopefully be ready to play Bowman week 10.
It's a nice time of year, isn't it? It really is. I mean,
it's awesome. I love the weather changing. You know, I love it when it's nice, cool sweatshirt weather. I love it when the time changes and you have to turn the lights on at 4 o'clock to practice under the lights. It's a fun time. But again, we're so thankful that with this virus and all the bad things going on in the world that we're able to play. And, you know, you go out to a high school football game on a Friday night, that shows you everything right in the world. Fans cheering, cheerleaders out there, band playing, and kids playing football. And it's just a fun, fun time. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it going for a long time this year.
Well, Coach, best of luck against whoever you play next week. And, of course, then week one of the sectionals against Bowman. Again, exciting time of the year. Ought to be fun. A lot of football hopefully left on the year.
Yeah, and once I find out who we're playing, I'll get word to you, Bernie.
All right, thank you, and we'll pass the word along to him. Thank you, and that was Coach Chris Meeks of the Rensselaer Central Bombers. More to come on the Sports Showcase on WOKI977.com.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy three-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to the Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on US 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
RMT Transport in Morocco is now hiring for CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. 219-285-2307. RMT Transport in Morocco. 219-285-2307.
Anderson Outdoor Power and DeMott have your hometown dealer advantage. Big box store pricing, check. Professional setup until it's loaded on your truck, check. Factory trained service department, check. Small dealer attention, check. Deal with the same people each time you visit, check. At Anderson Outdoor Power, you'll get the same price and the attention you can't get at the big box stores. Stop by today at 325 Almond Street Northwest, DeMott, and deal with a winning team of over 35 years of experience. Anderson Outdoor Power, big store pricing with small town personal service.
And we are back on the Sports Showcase from the SB 19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful, sunny, 80-degree weather, DeMont, Indiana, in early October. You got to love it on WOKI977.com. Bernie going here with the head coach of the West Central Trojans, Coach Mark Hall. Coach, how are you today? I've got to imagine you're feeling great. A big-time victory against Frontier last night.
Yeah, feeling good. Feeling really good for the players. They finally, all their hard work, the things they've been doing, and it paid off. And we've been preaching that to them all year about just putting everything together. We've been doing it in spurts and games, but just not doing a complete game. And we finally went out and did it. And it really started last week. Something in the second quarter last week, about 8 minutes to go, just clicked. And since then, we've been playing really well. Unfortunately, last week, we had dug ourselves a hole already and couldn't get all the way out of it. But this week, we just started off, and we were doing all the things we were supposed to. It was exactly right. We had been preaching all year that we have to tackle low. And this week, we are hitting on them again, especially hard, because their tailback's 230 pounds, their fullback's 210 pounds. We don't have those guys. We said, you have to tackle low. And we did it. We did it on everybody, even their quarterback, their backup running back, their receivers, everybody. We were just tackling low like we were supposed to. And it looked good. Offensively, we did some formation things that they didn't align. Like they aligned how we expected them to, which was a benefit to us. But we were thinking they would have to adjust to it, but they never did. So we were able to run some things really easily and get a lot of things in the middle of the field because we widened some our wings out, and they widened with it and allowed the middle of the field to be wide open. We had 5-on-5 and running our option. We really had 5-on-4 in the middle, so we were able to get lots of yards, especially when we were making the right read. And when we did that, our quarterback kept in huge gains. And so that's really, really nice to see that we were just trusting each other, trusting the system. Offensively, defensively, and making a lot of good plays. Started off the game, we went 3-and-out, they went 3-and-out. They went for it on fourth down from their own 40, ended up trying to run a reverse and fumbled it and lost 12 yards on it. So their first possession was negative 12. So we got the ball, great field position. We ended up capitalizing on it, and we go up 8-0 on a Braden New touchdown run, and he also added the two-point conversion. Then their next drive is really the only drive they had of the game. They went 60 yards on it, took off the rest of the first quarter, scored on the first play of the second. We stopped their two-point conversion. We're up 8-6. We go down and score again. This time was capped off by Colton Kletz on a touchdown run, and then he also had the two-point conversion, and we're up 16-6, and it stayed that way. Their next drive, they hit one pass play on us, and then we shut them down. They went for it again, fourth down. We stopped it. They fumbled it, and we recovered, and that was about it as far as their drives were concerned that had any real movement on them. Our defense played great, tackled low and hard all night, and just did a really nice job. We ended up having a nice drive there again in the second quarter, but we couldn't capitalize, couldn't finish it off. Ended up having to punt, try to pin them deep, and they took over inside the 30. And it was just great defense all night for us. By the third quarter, we had forced them to abandon the run, which is really nice to see. And that's because that's what they want to do. They had a running back that has over 1,500 yards. And when you can force a team that wants to run the ball to not do it and just exclusively go to passing, that's a win. And we were able to do that by the middle of third quarter on. And just defensively, just then secondary picked it up. They were on people. Quarterback was getting some pressure on them by the defensive line, and it just everything was looking good. Third quarter, our last touchdown came from Braden Neuse. He caught about a five-yard out. Had a great block on the edge by Gerardo Salazar, and he turned it upfield and took off 65 yards, touchdown. And then Colton Kless added the two-point conversion, and it's 24-6, and that's where it remained. We had a couple opportunities on another drive in the third, and then in the fourth to add some more, but we just couldn't finish off the drives. But the defense held strong. Defense did a great job for us. On the night, we had one turnover, and it was on special teams. We sent a kid late to go field punt. And ended up bouncing off of him. But we had pretty much the same thing happen late in the game where we punted to them, we forced them to fumble it, and we took over and able to just take knees to finish out the game. And it was just overall just a great win. The teams, our offensive line, we've talked to them all year about they're responsible for the first 5 yards. And then the wings and receivers are responsible for breaking it into a 15, 20, or more yard gain. And we saw that last night. We saw chunk plays because our receivers and wings were finally getting those key blocks that we needed on the edge and downfield. And it was just everything was put together. It was a nice game, a nice just team win. Everybody complimented each other offensively, defensively. Special teams, again, we had the one turnover, but even special teams, we did enough to compliment everything else. And it was just a great team win. Very proud of the guys. Very happy with what they were doing, and just so happy that they finally were able to see with everything put together, all the work they've done, it paid off.
How impressed were you with you guys with your team? That you know, sometimes you go out there, you get that lead, and the kids are like, "Oh no, they're more in shock." But it sounds like from out there, the kids were like, "No, we expect to be here." Mm-hmm. That shows your team's come probably a long way this season.
And like I said, like we've had times in every game where we'll put a drive or two or five, six, seven plays in a row, and then all of a sudden we'll do something for three or four or five plays where a series where it's what happened? Where did we just go from the previous one where you're doing so well? But last night it was just everyone was offense, defense, complimenting each other. It was just great to see. And it's just one of those things we've been preaching on that when we do what we're supposed to, we're a good team. And you know, we finally did it. And that's what we needed the kids to see, that doing those things does pay off.
And what's impressive, I know I've heard from people who've covered Frontier and stuff this year, that's a physical team out there with that big back. So you guys are happy but sore,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And our kids, again, they did what we asked. They tackled low. We don't have kids that are that big. So we have to tackle low. During the week, I used the analogy of you guys all been in the vehicle and see a bug flying hit the windshield. I said, you don't want to be the bug, right? So we're going to go low, and we did, and We did a great job just tackling. And I told the kids today that after watching film, it's probably the best tackling game that I've seen since probably about the last 8-9 years. And I've been there for 10 years overall, and it was a great tackling game. There weren't many missed tackles. We just hung onto those legs, took them out low, and it was just nice to see. Just great tackling game overall.
And this is a sports showcase from the SP19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful, sunny DeMont, Indiana, on WLQI97.7.com. Bernie Gohan here with the head coach of the West Central Trojans, Coach Mark Hall. So would you say, going now with week 8, and you said it kind of started last week in week 7, do you feel like you guys have obviously turned that corner? Do you feel like you're playing your best football when it matters the most coming up?
Definitely we're playing the best we have all year. And then we talked to the guys today, like, hey, just think about if we would have clicked earlier in the year, what we could have done. Because we were in some close games earlier. It's one of those things you can talk about, well, what could have happened. But, right now we're there. So we've got to continue it. We talked to the kids all week about, we have to win this game to have opportunity to get second place in conference. Same thing this week. We have to win this game to get second place in conference. Because now, depending on how it shakes out, North Newman's won the conference. They're undefeated. But then there's four of us that are sitting there at 2-2, right? So we own the tiebreaker against Frontier. Tri-County, if they win, they've got the tiebreaker against us. But we control it right now. We got to go out and win it. We go out beat North White, who's also sitting there at 2-2. We've got the tie. We're at 3-2 then overall if we win it, and we have the tiebreaker over Frontier if they would win. So that's what we're looking at right now, and just getting those kids to focus in and understand what we're playing for, and again, improving every week. Just go out there and compete. That's one of the things we've been hitting on a lot lately, is just go compete. And we're doing it right now, so we got to keep it up and keep moving forward into North White. And North White presents us with some challenges. They like to throw the ball. They like to spread it out four wide pretty much every play. They're younger this year. They had a lot of seniors last year. They're similar to us, but they are young. But, at this point in the season, you're, freshman, sophomore, that you guys put in 8-9 games already. So, hey, you got to grow up a little bit now. And we're seeing that out of a lot of our kids right now. Like, a lot of our kids are stepping up and doing what they need to be doing. And just looking at North White, we got to play good coverage. We got to up front help our secondary out by getting in there and causing some issues with the quarterback, causing them to get under pressure. And that's something we did last night too. Is we got pressure on the quarterback, which helped out the secondary. Secondary was playing good coverage, which helped out the front. So again, it's just complementing each other. So we got to be able to do that this week. Again, maintain our good tackling to get that to carry over, and then offensively keep executing, which we did a really good job of last night. We didn't turn over the ball offensively, which we did the week before. So we got to make sure that we're still taking care of the football, taking advantage of what they're giving us. We've told the kids all year long that when we run option football, if we execute it right, the defense is never going to be right. Everything they do is wrong if we execute properly. And we did that last night. We executed. And then there was a few plays here and there that we should have pulls on or gave or things like that. But overall, it was very good. It just, when it works, it looks great. And when we make our reads, it looks great.
Well, how are you guys on the injury front? I mean, again, a physical game, probably some bumps and bruises. Just
bumps and bruises. I mean, nothing big coming out of last night. Everyone's, we had kids that have been out from previous, and I don't know if we'll get anybody back this week that's been out. But as far as anything new, nothing serious at all. Just your typical bumps and bruises from playing a Friday night football game.
Yeah, just even more probably again with how physical the team is. Well, you guys, it was your final regular season home game of the year. How was that atmosphere out there in Francis?
It was good. The softball team came out and had a tailgate going on beforehand to help support us, and we had a good crowd last night, and it was nice to be able to give them a good win. And those seniors, that's another thing we talked about, that so far we haven't defended our home field yet this year, and we have to go do that, and we were able to do it last night. So it's just nice to be able to do that so the seniors could go out as their last home game of the regular season and get that win for them.
Well, you guys, considering where you were, how big would it be? You kind of alluded to it a little bit, but to get second place in the conference, if you're able to take care of business against in Monon against the North White Vikings next week.
Yeah, it'd be huge. Last year we were, I think, fourth, fifth, somewhere in there. You know, we started off really good last year, but then we had injury after injury last year, and it really slowed us down. So this year we've so far not had major injuries. And we have had some, but nowhere near what we had last year. So it would be huge. It's a step in the right direction. We've got some things in place that, you know, our freshmen and sophomores, we've got 23 of them. We've got 12 in our eighth grade class. If we can keep them all out, those are good numbers. Those are going to be some good teams that we can have coming up. So that's what we're looking at right now. And I told the kids right now, like, hey, we are a good team. We just have to execute all the time. But, you know, there's some excitement that is building towards what we can be.
And you will have, of course, the major test after this week 10. You're at home, I believe, right?
Yep.
You drew the home game
yep.
against the team you're very familiar with. Didn't play them this year, yep. but had played them so many years in
yes.
the past. From San Pierre,
mm-hmm.
North Judson, record-wise best team in that sectional. And I'm sure you guys will be ready. And,
yeah.
hey, you got to beat them eventually.
Yep.
Why not do it early, right?
Yep. That's what we told the kids. We said on the selection show, they said that's the best team in the thing. So, well, might as well go beat them now. If they're the best, let's go beat them.
And you get them at home, so I'm mm-hmm. sure that'll be nice, and it should be a rocking atmosphere in a couple weeks. Hopefully the weather stays pretty nice, or maybe even, you know, a little bit cooler, but I'm sure it'll be a great thing. Again, like I said, you guys, kind of a rivalry there between you two, pretty close to each other.
Yeah, we're two close schools. You know, we they've had our number lately, but, you know, it's one of those things that we go execute. I feel confident that we can be with pretty much anybody. And that's one of the things we just got to keep doing, keep executing, keep doing what we're supposed to.
And, you know, everybody starts 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
So once you kick off that game, it doesn't matter what you did in regular season, and,
mm-hmm.
well, you can really make it there that week.
Yeah, I believe it's like Lou Holtz that always says, you don't have to be the best team, you just have to be the best team that day. So that's what we got to look forward to.
Well, Coach, best of luck next week against the North White Vikings, and certainly best of luck against the North Justin Blue Jays. You guys peaking at the right time. It's great to see.
All right, thank you.
And that was Coach Mark Hall of the West Central Trojans. More to come on the Sports Showcase on WOKI977.com.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
Working with people has been a Kentland Bank trademark for 86 years. They pride themselves with a small bank atmosphere and friendly staff. They are dedicated to making your visit a lasting one and make it a priority to help you achieve your financial goals. They offer the conveniences of online and mobile banking, along with a variety of loans. They invite you to stop in at any of their 5 locations and meet their dedicated staff. Kentland Bank thanks you for making them the bank of choice since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Posse Caliph TV and Appliances wants you to craft the perfect meal at home with KitchenAid appliances. Designed to fuel your passion and make cooking and entertaining easier, KitchenAid is there throughout the entire cooking and cleaning process to help you experiment and create with top-of-the-line appliances. Whether you're a novice or a master chef, you'll find KitchenAid has the right kitchen appliances for you. Browse our wide selection of major appliances at Posse Caliph TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer to find the right KitchenAid appliances for all your culinary adventures.
We are back on the Sports Showcase from the SP19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful DeMont, Indiana, on WOKI977.com. Bernie going out with the head coach of the Kankakee Valley Cougars, Coach James Broyles. Coach, how are you? I know, a little disappointed, but, hey, the weather's nice, right?
That's right. No, I'm doing good. And you know what? go back to that game last night. And, you know, yeah, we'll give it to them. They're a good football team, as best team you can get when you bring kids in from all areas of the state. Or
it must be nice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what? The big thing for us last night and moving forward, being the sectional is only, you know, 2 weeks away, and then we got still got a conference opponent next week, is just to get, continue to compete and give ourselves a chance. And that's exactly what we did. I mean, you know, they came out and scored on a couple of big plays, but, you know, man, we were in the ball game and they were self-imploding over there, and we were, you know, attempting to take advantage of that stuff. And, you know, it's just one of those games, and we competed. That was my, that's my big thing. So I just want to see you guys compete. And they did. They fought hard, played hard, just some big plays, you know, took over. And, you know, kid for Illinois made some great plays at his feet.
Yeah, amazingly enough, but last I checked, I know this because I can walk there. That school resides in Indiana, right?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. Kind of funny how that works.
I just, again, you know, you're supposed to have all the same rules for everyone. Wink, wink. I mean, yeah, amazing. And what's also interesting is, like, I swear the numbers there. How are they that low? I mean, they have more than 400 people in the stands.
I know. That's crazy. I mean, you know, and you do. When you look at that team, they could easily, obviously, go make a big run and win the state title, which, in all accounts, they probably should. You know, if you really sit down and you know, diagnose them and every aspect of the football game. But you look across there. I mean, what? I mean, they're fielding 60, 70 kids in a small two-way school. I mean, it's that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not saying anything with Chris Skinner there again, because you still got to go out there, you know, put the recipe together. But when you have that many great ingredients from all, you know, the flavors of the food in the hand, I mean, it makes your job easier, certainly. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think everybody'd love to play with the whole toy box.
No, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, and, you know, and to give, you're right. I mean, Skinner has to put stuff together. Kids have to play together. But, you know, when you do have the talent set in motion, you know, you can get kids to play together. So,
yeah, I mean, again, the one thing I guess you can look at here, they are a good opponent to get ready for the sectional. And you guys had quite the three-game gauntlet now with Ball, Holbert, who most likely will meet for the sectional championship in sectional 17 and 4A. And then Andrian will probably be, I mean, barring, you know, some pandemic outbreak going on, will probably be in the championship in sectional 33, hopefully against the Bombers. But so these three games really have prepared you guys. And I would think if you come out probably pretty injury free, you got to feel like, okay, now let's get to work as the tournament's coming up.
You know, it's exactly what it is. You start from the bowl game, and we had a great run there at the beginning. And, you know, we knew the tests were coming. There was well on its way, and we talked about it before on here. Those three game gauntlet is, it's no joke. You know, when you look at it from the beginning of the year, you're like, okay, those games there are going to kind of set the tone here moving forward. It, you know, from the second half of that Lowell game, all through the Hoover game, and obviously Andrian game, you kind of find out, like, what are you going to bring here the rest of the year? What are you going to do in sectional time? And, you know, yeah, I mean, it was as much as it was disappointing to lose the ball game. I think you were able to find out, you know, find growth in our kids. Hey, again, you got to come back, you got to fight back, and not give up. And that's exactly what we've been able to do all the way through these three games now. At this Andrian game, we held in there, we fought back. You know what? And I told the boys last night, you know, now this right here is going to prepare us. We're going to be okay. There's opportunities. You know, obviously next week is based in a another conference opponent, Highland. And you know what? The expectation is to go in and beat them. It's what it is, and move forward in the sectional with a win under our belt and, you know, some gaining more momentum and then going to sectional. And you know, I'm not going to say it's an easy sectional, but I mean, it's open.
It's winnable this year.
It is. It's open. I mean, usually in that sectional, there's typically at times there's a state team sitting there or semi-state team. So, you know, it's a winnable sectional. And, you know, the kids are excited. They're fired up. And, you know, again, I just going back to these three games, that's nothing but help us, you know, help us mentally, you know, for these games.
So what were some of the players that stood out? I'm sure Eli, again, had out there as well as probably Richie. I saw in the highlights it looked like Cavs had a couple of nice runs against. You said it is that in a, if you look at their scores, you throw away week one, it's week one, and who they were playing, probably a state opponent in Maryville.
Right.
The amount of points they have given up outside of Holbert's all been single digits or only in the teams. That defense is no joke out there.
Well, they're fast. I mean, they're fast, and they do. They move around. And, you know, and what was giving us some issues, I mean, when you have speed, and we always talk about in sports, speed kills, and they're lifting every down, it seems like. And it's putting a lot of pressure in our run game. And then, you know, Eli was able to boot. He was able to get outside the pocket, but, you know, the poor kid, he was worn out a little bit. But you know what? I mean, that he was, again, making plays happen. We had some guys with some nice catches down the field. I mean, you know, we had opportunities when the first play of the game went to Logan Parks, you know, up the sideline. And it was on a little seal route we had. But, yeah, I mean, there's opportunities, and guys did well defensively. I'll have to say this. I thought defensively we were holding up, and our linebackers were filling. They were filling gaps. Their defensive line, they were as good as they possibly could, because their offensive line, they probably have three guys going to play college ball up there. They're big and physical. And we were, and you know, the Welsh kid had a breakaway there in the second half, or second quarter, or second half, sorry. But and they were holding their own. But, you know, you against teams like that, at some point in time, something's going to break for them. And, you know, you hope that, you know, you're going to be in a position moving forward. But, yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is.
You also had a quarterback there who last I checked from Maryville, Marion Catholic, who came in there. I mean, again, it's just we saw this last year. You saw him personally. I saw them up close. They have 3-8, Fletcher and Walsh, who are just a dynamic duel. And Fletcher will probably go and play another sport in college. And even football, it's like his off-season hobby out there. And I mean, you said because he had the unfortunate injury last year that. Yeah, they're not quite the same team. Then he came back for the sectional, and you saw they went all the way to semi-state, and then they had now a quarterback, and it's just a three-headed monster there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's, quite honestly, it's embarrassment of riches out there. And I mean, to hold up with, like you said, with them like that, and you almost got to play a flawless game, right? And it's just your defense gets tired out there, and I mean, it's tough. I mean, warm night, too.
Right.
Something not used to in October, people start to wear down a little bit.
Yeah, they do, and you know, like you said, you tend to keep it close, and they are going to wear it down. I mean, this team is built. I mean, they're built for that stuff. You have a good couple plays here, and they just those big offensive linemen just keep wearing on you. Something's going to spring open. You know, they got the players to make things happen at any moment.
Well, and bring up one last thing about them, because I'd heard they mentioned this on a post-game show, a lot of personal fouls. I guess you got to be happy with your guys. They didn't respond, and they say, fall into that trap. And that's something that could end up derailing them down the road. That many, I mean, because, again, you know, we can all quiver about the refs when they throw a flag on a holding, or maybe they saw a face mask, they didn't see a roughing the quarterback. But when it's chirping out there, that's pretty cut and dry that that should be thrown. And there's no excuse. Those are what we call those mental mistakes out there.
And I'll tell you what, I love our boys and how they handle themselves in the field week in and week out. I mean, it's not easy. It's hard. Especially the last 3 weeks, it's been frustrating for them. But you know what? They continuously, you know, hold their composure and, you know, keep themselves within themselves and not let the game get too big where they're wearing their frustrations so much on their sleeve. And then they do a great job of that. I mean, it's nice when you have officials tell you that it's been a pleasure to be on your sideline, you know, during the game. And as much as, trust me, I want to win the game as much as anybody, but at the end, you can hear that. You can look at the boys and just be happy and be, you know, this is nice to be a part of. So you don't have to worry about all the crap that you know, you watch across the field take place. You know, our kids, they're good kids, and that's fun. It's nice to be around.
Well, like they say in the Little Giants, what is it, 80% or 40%, 80% mental.
Yeah. 80% mentally, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it's true. I mean, it is
80% mental, 40% physical.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, I lost my – okay, I got it back. Now, that's just – yeah, the mental case out there that you got to handle – And you may have known him. It was from River Forest, a guy by the name of Kurt Whiting, who was head coach for a year. So you remember him when KV used to play them. He had a saying for the team. It was, don't let your personal battle cost us the war. And I think that's just so apropos, one of the best lines I've heard.
Oh, it is. I mean, and you can't allow – I mean, it, you know, personal foul of 15 yards can change a game in a hurry. I mean, it does. And, you know, I'm not saying that we haven't had a couple here and there, but, I mean, it hasn't been consistent. And it's never been towards a referee, which, you know, that can never happen. You can't do that. So, and I think that just as we move on, those things right there, or not doing those things, is going to help us. You know, I mean, you get in a sectional play, you can't have stuff like that. And we're fortunate enough where we haven't done that stuff. So, yeah.
This is a sports showcase from the SB19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful DeMond, Indiana, on WOKI977.com. We're only going with the head coach of the Kinky Valley Cougars, Coach James Roswell, another guy who I thought did a great job coaching, Bill Cowher. Said it the year they won the Super Bowl after they played the Bengals and got just thrashed. He basically went outside and buried that film, and he said, enough of that. That's probably what you'll do with this game. Moving on now to the Highland Trojans. Decent opponent out there. Hopefully you get back on track, and probably a good case to prepare you for what's coming up in the sectional out there.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, we've always had close games with them every year. You know, it's kind of funny because the running joke with us, you know, every year it seems like Highland loses everybody. And you're like, wow, he'll come back, and I think we'll be okay. Well, then all of a sudden, like, man, where'd that guy come from? And I tell you, it's probably going to happen again on Friday as we start to watch film too. But, you know, I mean, it is. It's an opponent that we can go out and do the things we need to do, and we'll take, you know, we can take care of business. It's not going to be easy. Another conference opponent, it's going to be tough, but you know what? It's a extremely winnable ball game, building momentum. I mean, the quarterback's a decent quarterback for them. They have a decent run game. So, you know, it's one of those, you make them one dimensional, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a good ball game out there for you guys. And then week 10, you know your opponent. You'll be going all the way to Culver to take on Culver Academy, the alma mater of one George Steinbrenner. I'm sure you'll get some help from your good friend Craig Osiegel.
Yeah.
Played him this year. Probably has some inside tips, right, on what they bring to the table. And, you know, the big thing, if you take care of that game, you're guaranteed to have a home game the following week.
Right. And you, I tell you what, the thing is that we actually will be playing that at home. That game, Culver will be at our place.
They
did switch it, which will be at home, which, you know, that's fine.
That doesn't affect you for the next round, does it now? Or
well,
did you guys agree to it? See, I don't know how that – I've always wondered how that works.
That's something that we'll have to get confirmed with Johnny, our AD, and just make sure we kind of understand what's going on with that. I hope it doesn't. But, you know, it would be nice to be able to, you know, at least – have that opportunity to play that second round at home if we were to win that game. But yeah, no, Culver is going to be, Craig, we've talked about them, and, you know, they play hard, you know, but there's definitely another game there where, you know, if we play, we do the things we do, I think we'll be okay with it. And again, coming off these last 3 weeks of these tests, I mean, we should be battle tested and ready to go with it. So, they have a couple players you got to be aware of and what's going on. But, you know, at the end, you know, when it comes to sectional play, it's who wants it more for the most part, especially in our sectional. I mean, it's somewhat wide open where, you know, you want to play the next round, you know what you need to do.
Yeah, because you guys have – there's one team in there that is right now the front runner record-wise, and that's New Prairie. And as I say, if Culver initially, you're going to be on the road, would have had them at home week two. Hopefully that is the case, but – either way, again, if you're able to get by them, I mean, really, you got to think that you really like your chances. And how great would it be to have that? If you have to go on the road now in New Prairie, I guess, if you're home now for the sectional championship, how wonderful that would be. And that'd be quite the atmosphere there.
Oh, my goodness. It'd be amazing. It's something, you know, getting past the first round, going to the second round, and you know, just being able to have watch these kids enjoy those moments. I mean, because you don't get that very often. I mean, it's something that, you know, our school, we fought with trying to get to that, obviously getting to the second round, or even putting yourself in the position to get to the final, you know. But just to watch this, you know, hoping that it happens that way, you know, it'd just be great to see the kids be able to do that stuff. So to play in those games,
Where do you guys, I mean, coming out of this gauntlet, you feel like you're in a good place. Where do you guys think you are physically and mentally? Do you like where you are heading into week nine? And then ultimately when the big test comes?
I do. You know what? I do. I like physically. Absolutely. I think we're doing okay. We're doing just fine. Mentally. I think these last few games, it's challenging, but however, the response from the kids last night to me said a lot, that they are ready to move on and taking what we've learned in these games and move on. That said a lot to me. You know, they didn't give up. If they would have gave up, then, you know, it's a whole other situation, another talk we're having here, but they didn't. They kept fighting and kept pushing ahead, and that to me says a ton moving forward that we're going to be okay.
Well, one final one. First, where your daughter will be playing the Sectionals for volleyball.
That's right.
That'll be fun. Defending state champs, I'm sure. Love to add the hardware, right, to the Broyles household.
Yeah, that'd be another one of those talks. Yeah, they won it last year, right?
Yeah.
So maybe this year we can both. Lexi, she does remind me at times that happens. So
yeah, I'm sure you'd love the even, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't let the daughter have one up on you, right?
Yeah, they do. They're doing pretty good. They're moving into their sectional here next week, and another opportunity for them to come away with it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, if your worst problem is finding space for sectional hardware, I think you got a good problem on your hands, right?
That's right.
Well, Coach, thank you. Best of luck against the Highland Trojans, and good luck against Culver Academy week 10.
That's
the week one of sectionals.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And that was Coach James Royals of the Kinky Valley Cougars. More to come on the Sports Showcase on WOKI97.7.com.
At Solid Rock Ag Solutions, offering superior customer service and quality leading-edge ag products such as Precision Planting, Harvest International, Yetter, Martin, and Copperhead has been our focus since 2004. With a large inventory of new and used systems, we are capable of planter upgrades, rebuilds, and new custom builds. We work on planter meters, too. To learn more about services and programs available through Solid Rock Ag Solutions, go to solidrockag.com or call 219-261-4216. Solid Rock Ag Solutions, located south of Remington. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Smith's Ace Farm Store in Rensselaer has great deals all month long. Get Halloween ready with motion-activated decorations and spooky lights. Smith's Ace also has tremendous deals on basic 1-inch pleated air filters. Buy one, get one. And fire safety is always important. Save now on smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Save on these and more. If it's for the home or for the farm, Smith's has it. Smith's Ace Farm Store on Route 231, Rensselaer.
Get your award-winning meal at SB19 American Kitchen, but at Jasper County's best all-around restaurant for 2020. You'll get excellent homemade meals made with fresh ingredients that's sure to please the whole family. Located at Sandy Pines Golf Course, this award-winning restaurant is ready to serve you the freshest in steak, burgers, and seafood, along with their fresh daily soups and salads. Keep an eye out for their weekend specials on Facebook. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, SB19 American Kitchen serves an award-winning meal. SB19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
And we're back on the Sports Showcase from the SP19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful, sunny Des Moines, Indiana on WOKI97.7.com. Bernie going with the head coach of the North Newton Spartans, now Coach Scott Ralph. Coach, how are you today? Got to be happy coming off last night's game.
Yes, very good. Boys played really well last night. I was really impressed with their ability to step up and to take on roles that we weren't used to and make enough plays to get the win.
Well, I don't know if you know, we're officially, because of Frontier losing to West Central, you guys have clinched the conference, and I'm sure you won more. You want to finish undefeated in that conference, but still, it speaks to the season you guys have had, especially in that conference where you've answered the bell in your most important regular season games of the year.
Yes, you know, it is. It's kind of a, you know, we're, I want to approach it the same way. Yeah, we do want to stay undefeated in the conference. We still got other goals in mind. We need to get the win to finish, you know, goal number two, make sure we have a winning season. So with a conference championship, and if we win that, we're another step closer to making sure that happens. So, you know, it's a testament to the boys because, you know, all year this year, and not just us, but everybody, it's been kind of a crazy year with kids getting quarantined and losing different people at different times. And I was just talking to the other coaches here, you know, I, and looking back, we haven't had a game this season where I have had everybody. Everybody's either not healthy or they've been quarantined or we're losing several spots. You know, this week we came in and on last Saturday I get a call and I get the Austin Goddard, our quarterback, and Bryce Shedrill, one of our wings, that, you know, get quarantined. Not that they're sick, but for being in for the contact tracing. And you know, and then you start looking at, okay, well, that's four positions because they play on both sides of the ball. And then you got, and then we had another player, Gavin Johnson, who dinged up his hand, another starter that's out. So now I got six positions we're trying to fill. And, you know, but the good news is it happened, you know, like Saturday and Sunday. So now we're got a whole week to get it ready and get these guys ready. And to their testament, that those kids stepped up and did exactly what we needed to do.
Well, speaking of, well, you have them for this week, or do they got to sell another week before the
session? No, they're back. They're back this good. Week.
Yeah,
as of now.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, from that, they are back. And that's just amazing. That's another game you've missed with Shutter earlier. He had the injury, I believe, out there. So, I mean, no, I'm sorry, it was Ellinger who was out, right?
He's back. Yeah.
So, you guys, again, as you mentioned, have not had that full squad, but if you're going to have all these injuries and stuff, you'd like to have these first nine games. So, hopefully, by week 10, you will have everybody back. And like you mentioned, something people kind of gloss over a little bit. Yeah, like you said, that's like missing, you know, 8-9 players on some of their teams because of going both ways.
Yeah, I mean, so it is. And then you're finding we had a lot of young kids that had to play. You know, we had some freshmen and sophomores, and we got several of them playing in the game. And they did a fantastic job. You know, it was good having a week to get them prepared, to get ready for it. So I can't say enough good things about the kids and the way they responded and the way they came and you know they played hard. Even the young guys are picking up on what the older guys do, and they know they get in the game. They got to play, you know, full speed as hard as they can go all the time because you know every play is the most important play because we don't know which one's going to turn the tide. And I'm really proud of them. I mean, Kate Ellinger stepped in to take over the quarterback spot and did a fantastic job. You know, he did what he needed to do in managing the team and getting us into places we needed to be and executing the plays. Dylan Olive stepped up to running the football. He ran the ball a bunch, got a lot of good yards on that. And then we had, you know, young guys step in on the defense and make plays. Cale Ellinger stepped in and played the corner for us, a sophomore. Did a great job, and we brought Lane Zander, a freshman, in, play some safety and to do some things. He had a good game, had an interception in the game. You know, those I can't say enough about our the program and the way the kids are stepping up and doing what we need to do.
And you alluded to it, but again, mentally, you just the way they handled that. You know, as we just mentioned, you know, football is 80% physical or 80% mental, 40% physical, right? The way they stepped up and dealt with adversity like that, I mean, that's got to just really, I mean, you're obviously super happy you won, but you got to be really ecstatic. You're like, wow, that win had like a little extra oump to it, I guess.
Yeah, it did in the last 3 weeks, you know, even though we lost to Delphi the way we played it, you know, playing Frontier, we were down to, you know, a lot of people also, so, and winning that game, and then, you know, the last 3 weeks, we've learned a lot about ourselves, and the kids are doing everything they're supposed to do as well as they can do it. And they have, you know, I preached all year. We just got it. You got to go move on. We got no control over all this stuff that's going on. Everything that's happening. All you control is what you got right in front of you when you have it right in front of you. Cause I can't tell you who's going to be playing tomorrow. Cause I don't know who we're going to have tomorrow for sure. So everybody's got to make sure they're ready to go because on any given day, you know, we could get that phone call at contact tracing and this kid's gone and that kid's gone. And so hopefully everything continues to happen the way it has, where it seems to always at least come on the Monday or Tuesday. So you got some time to get prepared instead of a Friday where it would be a little tougher. So, I'm really pleased with the way the kids stepped up and the things that they're doing. Being conference champions for the third year in a row is awesome. But I'd like to, you know, keep that streak going with another conference win. You know, that is and keep that streak going.
Well, and one thing you mentioned, you know, the contact tracing. I mean, can't build a bubble for high school kids. As much as, you know, we'd want to at least, you know, for the seasons you guys are coaching stuff. But you saw it, you know, guys making millions of dollars at the NBA level couldn't handle a bubble. Like the thing you hear even more than, oh, we won a game, it's, gosh, I can't wait to get out of here. If they can't handle it, I mean, where, you know, you're away from fans and stuff, you figure they probably like that. I mean, just imagine 16, 17, 8-year-old, 18-year-olds being told, man, can't go anywhere besides these walls. I mean, it's the closest thing you're going to get to jail, I guess, is probably the way to put it. Although they feed you better, I think, in North Dude, right?
Sure. You're not going to keep it. You want to quarantine them, but they're not really quarantined. I mean, they're out of the school and they're out of the way and they're away from people. And I know this, the way the situation is, isn't perfect, but it's what needs to be done. And that's what they tell us we do. So I always tell the kids, I say, there's no reason in griping about it because that's what's going to happen one way or the other. It's not my call. It's not your call. You know, it's coming from somewhere else. So, you know, we just deal with it and move on because, you know, I'm so thankful that we got the play, you know, that it, you know, all this other stuff is just part of it, but at least we're playing. It's better than not playing at all, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, we've gotten 8 weeks in. It looks like we're going to get the whole season in and into the tournament, and everything's going to be moving along. And I'm excited about all of it.
And this is a sports showcase from the SB19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful DeMont, Indiana, on WLQI977.com. Bernie Gohan, the head coach of the North Newton Spartans, coach Scott Rowe. So 3 games in a row you had at home, finishing there for the regular season, and your victory last night against the North White Vikings. What was that atmosphere? I mean, it's got to be probably great, people knowing this was the last regular season game of the year and such a beautiful night.
Yeah, I mean, number one, the weather was fantastic. It was a beautiful night to come out and watch the game. And our fan base has been great. They've been coming out every week and giving us a lot of support. And you know, the kids are getting into it a little bit that are there to watch. And, you know, some excitement. And that, you know, the music playing and the fans reacting to it, you know. And it's a great atmosphere because, again, weather plays a big part of that. It's such a perfect night for that kind of thing. And so, you know, and it does help our kids a lot, you know, to have that there, that atmosphere, and it gets kids a little more focused, and they want to perform a little bit better, and they want to do everything a little bit better. Sometimes they get a little bit too amped up, but for the most part, man, we did a pretty good job. You know, we've been battling all year at the very start of the game, getting up to speed quick because of, you know, the way we got low numbers and the stuff in practice. It's really hard to simulate what the other team's going to do or how fast they're going to do. We can show them what they're going to do. We just can't do it near as fast and as good as they do because they practice it all the time. So it takes us a little while to get up to speed, and we realize that. So we've really been preaching that and trying to work on that as best we can so that we don't find ourselves in a hole to start. And we did better last night. I thought we were much better at it. We had a little bit, but then we reached the speed we needed to a lot faster than we had in the weeks before that. So, you know, and we'll continue to try to work on that and improve as we go into the tournament.
Well, how do you feel like you guys are coming through, you know, getting your quarterback and a key player back next week? Do you feel like you guys are in a good place with the final game of the regular season coming up? And again, it's grateful you're able to play, but now if you can get everybody on the field together at the same time, be an amazing accomplishment.
You know, I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully that's what takes place as we go through this next week and we get there. You know, it is. I'm looking forward to that, putting all those pieces together and seeing what it actually does once we get all those. But, you know, to the credit of the other players, we have now, through the season, we're deeper now. I got other kids that have played because they had to play, and now they know what's going on, and they're involved at the varsity speed, and they got a lot more experience than they might have had otherwise. So, you know, in the following years, it's going to pay off because they've had varsity experience at such a young age, and they kind of understand what they need to do now.
Well, you have, as we mentioned, the Tri-County Cavaliers, who themselves had a game canceled last night. against the Covington Trojans. Different reports of who had what out there, but it sounds like, to your knowledge, your game is still on for week 9, and I'm sure that's something, while it'd be nice to probably catch your breath, having experienced this, you guys probably want to have a game before the sectionals.
Yeah. They're talking about that. I said, as far as I know, we're playing. But, you know, it is Saturday morning, so I don't know what's going to take place by Monday.
And we've seen it literally Friday morning games canceled.
Yeah, so we've had that. That's because theirs did, I think. It was like on Friday. Yeah. They got canceled yesterday. So, you know, as far as I know, we're playing, and we're going to prepare for that until I know differently. And then, you know, whatever happens, if for some reason they're not going to be playing, we'll try to find somebody probably and try to figure out if it is going to be better to play than to not play. And stay in tune, stay sharp, and get ourselves ready again for Wheeler in the tournament.
Yeah, right now, at least two of your sectional opponents aren't playing. They were supposed to play before the season got called off. I don't know if they will pick that game up now, Whiting and Boone Grove, but if they don't, there could be a couple of openings. Hopefully we don't get to that point. Hopefully it is Tri-County team, but I'm saying you never know what's going on with this craziness, and hopefully they would be willing, because you wouldn't even see them till sectional finals. Hopefully they're not willing to go, we don't want to show anything. Well, you know how craziness can go out there.
You know, we're gonna look into this, and I'm assuming we're playing Tri-County, so I don't, you know, but if something happens, it happens, and we'll adjust and we'll move on. It's outside of our control of what we can do, so all we can do is what we're allowed to control, which we don't have any say in that. So as we get to the tournament, you know, we're going to host Wheeler. It'll be the good thing is getting to host the game that come down. I don't know that much about them. I haven't even looked at them. I haven't looked at them at all, so I haven't seen any film on them or even, you know, talked to anybody about them. And I'm sure as this next week goes on, we'll do more and more of that, especially if our game this week's unclear. But I'm assuming we're playing. So, you know, right now we're getting prepared. The coaches will meet this weekend. We'll get ourselves set up for Tri-County, and we definitely want to win that game. I know we technically have won the conference now, but we want to go undefeated and keep that streak going. And I appreciate the players all week. And then the week after that, we'll get ready for Wheeler.
And, since you stole my sectional question, you kind of mentioned them there. So how many games in a row would that be? Again, if you want to remind everybody out there, if you're able to take care of Tri-County and the conference.
We've now won 14 straight conference games, and that would be the 15th. And we're looking to try to keep that streak, you know, going as best we can. But if we keep, you know, I keep telling us, you know, if we keep that streak going, we're going to keep winning championships. So, you know, as long as that's going, we're going to do that. And I've told them all year, every conference game is a conference championship, because I always believed that whoever won it was going to be undefeated in the conference. So, and we'll go into the same thing. You know, I'll try to downplay the fact that we already got it, because, I mean, that's great. But our key is we need to get better Friday if we're going to be in the tournament. We need to get a win if we're going to reach our goal of a winning season.
Well, Coach, best of luck against the Tri-County Cavaliers. Hopefully that game gets played, and certainly best of luck as you will host the Wheeler Bearcats for the first round of the sectionals October 23rd. Is that right? The right date, right? Or is it 22nd? I don't even know anymore. Yeah, 9-6. Yeah, it'd be the 23rd. Okay, yeah. Well, Coach, best of luck, and good luck against Tri-County once again.
All right, thanks, Larry.
And that was Coach Scott Rao of the North and Spartans. More to come on the Sports Showcase on WQI977.com.
If you're looking for an alternative for the internet, then high-speed wireless is the right choice for you. Free up your phone line and call MidwayNet. With towers conveniently located in Jasper and surrounding counties, this wireless service gives you or your business flexibility to keep in touch with the world. Give MidwayNet a call at 866-7946 or visit our website at midwaynet.net to find out how you can go wireless. We are your access point to the internet.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarters like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Prospect Auto Supply, locally owned and family operated for over 50 years, serves the DeMott community with a high level of integrity and passion. Customer service at Prospect Auto in DeMott is driven by independent ownership that's passionate about delivering excellence in everything they do. You'll find they have the best in class product and experienced professionals. Prospect Auto will deliver the right products to the right place at the right time. Prospect Auto, 620 North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30 and Saturday, 7 to 3.
And we are back on the Sports Showcase from the SB19 restaurant at the Sandy Pines Golf Course in beautiful, sunny, 80-degree weather, DeMont, Indiana, in early October. Can't complain at all about this on WLKI97.7.com. Bernie going here along with the head coach of the South Newton Rebels, Coach Brad Beavis. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well this morning.
You guys, a tough one last night against Attica, right?
Yep.
Attica out there. What were your takeaways from that game?
We definitely didn't have a good game. We talked about last week with the North White game where we had a lot of penalties. We had like 15 penalties for almost 120 yards. And we definitely focused on that this week. A lot of formational penalties and false start penalties. And then we come back this week and pretty much similar thing. I mean, just have way too many penalties. We had a first and goal from the four, and we had four consecutive penalties. And one was delay game, two were formational errors and legal motion. So those are just things we have to, you have to take care of. If you want to be successful, we're right down there to punch it in, and we just put ourselves back so far, just put ourselves in a hole. So I didn't think we played very well. I don't know. It seemed like we weren't very focused. And that falls back on me as the head coach, I think, ultimately. So I have to take the blame there. But throughout the game, we just didn't line up in the right formations. We didn't do some things we talked about to defend their offense, coming up on jet sweeps and, just basic alignment, keeping guys in front of us in coverage. I mean, it was kind of disappointing because we played pretty well despite the penalties in the North White game to turn around and kind of have that was pretty bad.
And the Red Ramblers, they're too good of a team out there to have stuff like that. And to their credit, they took advantage of that out there. And I'm sure that's something you preach to the kids. This is why you can't have 100-some penalty. You're really putting yourself behind the eight ball.
I mean, we had some things going. I mean, we proved early on that, that we can move the ball on them. I mean, we were having some trouble defensively stopping them, too. But we proved we can move the ball offensively. And this, we would just shoot ourselves in the foot, per se. So, yeah, it's just tough. But, Caden Cruz had another wonderful game, had over 200 yards of total offense himself. We just had about 230, 240 as a team. So, I mean, he's really been carrying us the last 2 weeks. Had a great week last week. And, he's a really good athlete, and he's really bought in to what we're doing. And we just need some other guys to do the same thing. Defensively, we just kind of broke down across the board. Our defensive line wasn't doing some things that we talked about all week. Our linebackers are having trouble reading a little bit. And then, like I said, our secondary, we kept getting beat deep. We got beat deep a couple times on things that really shouldn't have given us that much trouble. So it was just pretty disappointing across the board.
Would you say it was just one of those, like, because you guys had the unusual thing where you kind of had the 2-week gap. And usually I would say at the high school level, week 6-7, you kind of run into like a wall a little bit with the team because it's no man's land. You play usually like a rival at that point, and now it's like, yeah, we know the sexual is coming, so we can kind of get away with not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Do you think that now was kind of your game week 8 because you'd missed those 2 weeks earlier this year, so that kind of was that game you have
it down could the have stretch? Been. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good point. Attica is not a team we played in the last 30 some years, so in football anyways, so there's not familiarity there. It's kind of not, it's definitely non-conference. It's kind of a whatever to the kids. They really don't know much about it. Sexual draw come out. We got the bye, or we're planning around that. So yeah, maybe it's kind of like a little trap game there, and we just kind of lost focus because I thought the previous two or three weeks, we definitely have been playing better. Our practices have been going much better as well. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably a pretty good point.
And this is a sports showcase from the SP19 restaurant at the St. John's Golf Course in beautiful DeMont, Indiana, on WOKI977.com. Bernie going here with the head coach of the Southern Rebels, Coach Brad Beavis. Well, you mentioned that. What are the things you're going to have to do? Will it be kind of, you know, maybe tune it, turn it up a little bit in practice, or, you know, sit down, remind them, hey, guys, like, can't have any more of those going forward, because you're going to be one and done if you have that going forward. And I'm sure you guys got a good group of kids, I'm sure, and with some the leadership from the players as well, like a guy like Caden Cruz. Hopefully you kind of refocused a bunch out there.
Yeah. So I'm a big Bill Parcells fan, and he had a great analogy about this. His job as a head coach is to get the right people on the bus in the right seat. And once you're on the bus, you all go in the right direction. I think right now we've got a bunch of people in the parking lot trying to figure out where the bus is going before they want to get on. I think that goes across the board on many different levels, not just players. So we just got to get them all on the bus and get them in the right seats. And I think last couple of weeks we were starting to get that in. I think people got off the bus this week. So people might take offense to that, but that's kind of where we are. We got to play as a team. That was kind of my speech before the game was, you got to go out there and play for each other. It's not about playing for your coaches. It's not about playing for your parents or even the school at this point. It's about playing for yourselves and fighting for each other and wanting to go that extra step, wanting to take that extra give that extra effort, stuff like that. And I just think we got, whatever reason right now, we're not there. And so that, to me, that's where we're at. And that's what we got to focus on this week. We put most of our stuff in a couple weeks ago. So we're not really changing anything offensively, defensively. We still got guys trying to figure that out. So, I mean, like I said, formational wise, we were not lining up correctly. We were calling, you know, for an empty set. We ended up with two guys in the backfield with Caden. Those are just mental errors, and we shouldn't be tired of this. We've worked very hard in conditioning, and that, my hat's off to our kids. They have stepped up their conditioning. So we just should be making those mental errors. It's just a mental lapse on their end. So we as coaches have to, you know, reel them back in, get them focused. They got to do their part to take that coaching. But that's kind of where we are now. We all got to get on the bus and get in the right seat and do our part to move forward. Because if we're not there together, we can't move forward.
So besides Kane, any other players out there that stepped up that for you guys that stood out and came away with some positive looking things?
There were some bright spots here and there. Of course, Corbin, Kane's brother, you know, does a pretty good job. Noah Avigate had a couple good catches. Hunter Leadingham, who ended up getting injured in the game later on, he's okay. Got a strained neck. He made a very good catch on a fourth down play to keep the chains moving. So there were some bright spots there defensively. Every once in a while our interior linemen were playing better. Lane Deal would scrape down, but then he wasn't very consistent all game. On the defensive secondary side of things, our guys would play great coverage one play, take away things. Then the very next play, we get beat deep. So, I mean, we got some new guys out there, Yeah, I mean, so there are bright spots. It's not all gloom and doom and nothing things happen. It's just, you know, it's kind of hard to say people played great whenever, you know, one play they played well, the next play they played bad. I mean, that's me as a coach sitting there going, you know, if you want to get that credit, you got to play pretty well all the time. So, as like I said, just as a team, it was just a big letdown. And like I said, ultimately that falls on me as a head coach.
Well, speaking of Bill Parcells, I don't think you have to put any mousetraps in the locker room this week. I think they'll be focused, right, with the trap game. I don't think there'll be a trap team this week as you guys take on the Frontier Falcons, a team you're very familiar with.
Yeah, and it sounds like they had a rough time last night with West Central. It sounds like they got a couple kids that are banged up. So they're trying to change up what they do offensively, which is always easier to defend whenever that's not their main thing. So I hope their kids are okay. But they're kind of banged up a little bit slower and a little bit of that, we'll take it. So we'll go down to Chalmers and see what we can get taken care of them. You know, like I said, we just got to get their kids back focused. It's a game that we should be able to compete in. It's a conference game. I mean, it's another game for if we get a win, we get another kid nominated for all conference. So, I mean, that's something we're going to go out there to. I mean, the way our conference set up, it goes by how many wins you have. You get one, then however many wins, is another nomination you get. So it's something they can earn some postseason awards for. And then we got a week off, and then, you know, we decide where we go for the playoffs.
Yeah, we know it'll be on the road no matter what.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. I'm sure you can talk to your rival slash Cole coach in Scott Rowell had to deal with that last year. Yep. So, I mean, interesting because, again, you guys are used to in normal times playing every week, and now you have that weird bye going on in sectional 41, which is just – it's crazy out there because everybody's so used to playing, and now you'll have a week off while everybody else in 1 through 4A are playing.
Right, and it's a week off, and we don't know who our opponent's necessarily going to be. Both teams, I mean, we kind of have a feeling for who we think might come out of there, but both teams kind of – their wins are against similar teams. They're similar caliber teams. So we got to kind of double prepare a little bit. And then once we know, we can finish off that. So we're going to split our time preparing between those two teams and get that ready. Start collecting films and all that kind of stuff. But then we're on the road. We're either going to Winamac or going to South Central, which is east of Valparaiso. So,
yeah, know exactly where that is.
You know, so, I mean, either way, we're kind of on a long trip. And we played South Central about 4 or 5 years ago, I think. We played South Central. So it's not an unfamiliar opponent, but West Central haven't played since their conference broke up several years ago. So with our kids, they don't have much familiarity with it. So as coaches, you know, we don't – I think they both changed coaches, I think. I know Winamac definitely has. I thought South Central had, maybe not.
Yeah. So going forward, you guys, though, after this year, has it looks like quite the junior high class coming up, middle school, however they call it these days.
Yeah.
Only one loss on the year, and it was down to the wire against a very good Rensselaer Central opponent. So, I mean, the pipeline seems to be very good coming forward. And you said these kids really want to win, and they're already, you know, getting ready to make their name at the high school level. Unfortunately, can't be till next August.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a really good group of kids. I mean, they had a success last year, and they had a lot of their kids coming back. You know, they're aggressive. They play aggressive on both sides of the ball. Run a little bit different offense, something that we installed several years ago. And then kind of went away from it, but they're still running because that's what that group knows. And they're having success doing that, running the ball, and a little bit of deception, and defensively they just attack. So, I mean, seeing the aggressiveness out of the kids, and they're very coachable. We see their coaches coaching on the sidelines. We see them. They practice pretty near us, so every once in a while we can peek down there a little bit. But they like to be coached, and they definitely want to win. They definitely want to go out there and compete. And like I said, the only loss was to Rensselaer. Down to the wire, and if you can do that against the Rensselaer team, that's pretty good because they have a really good junior high and they have things rolling at that level. So I think that there's a bright future coming for the Rebels. And you know, those kids will just be freshmen, and we know, you know, sometimes freshmen have to make that hard adjustment from middle school ball and playing the smaller ball, and maybe they're a little bit older, a little more mature than who they're playing against. Now they're playing against kids 3 years older. So you know, we don't want to overthink about what they could do, but yeah, they're definitely a bright spot, and those kids are already in the weight room, which is exciting. And it seems from Coach Patterson that they love the weight room, so they ask to go in there, so that's a good sign for the future as well.
Yeah, it's nice when you don't have to drag them in there kicking and screaming.
That's right. Yeah, if you get kids as eighth grader come getting ready to be a freshman, they want to be in the weight room. I think that's a great sign for the future.
Well, Coach, best of luck next week against Frontier, and then I enjoy the week as you mentally prepare for either Winamac or South Central, and we'll fire at the bus right now because we know that, as you mentioned, that's a long trip from Kentland to either to Union Mills or to Winamac.
Yeah, hopefully don't have to go to South Central, but you know, we'll go wherever we have to go.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and that was Coach Brad Beavis of the South Union Rebels. More to come on the Sports Showcase on WOKI977.com.
McAllister Ag Division is Indiana-based and family-owned. McAllister Ag Division Rensselaer has a rich history and a long-standing tradition of supplying top-notch equipment, first-class service, and in-depth technical knowledge. McAllister Ag Division is the area's ag co-dealer, supporting Challenger, White, MacDon, Massey, Oliver, Cat, Lexion, and carries Coima chopper parts. So if it's a part for day-to-day operation or that hard-to-find part for that restoration you've been working on, stop by and see the guys Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. McAllister Ag Division, across from the airport, Rensselaer.
The future. It's full of instant gratification. With Precision Planting's Clean Sweep, row cleaning doesn't have to be any different. Clean Sweep adjusts your row cleaners from the cab so you never have to leave your seat. Instant, easy, Clean Sweep. Learn more about Clean Sweep and transform your planter today. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Clean Sweep and more to transform your planter with Solid Rock Ag Solutions, just south of Remington. Visit solidrockag.com or call 219-261-4216.
Working with people has been a Kentland Bank trademark for 86 years. They pride themselves with a small bank atmosphere and friendly staff. They are dedicated to making your visit a lasting one and make it a priority to help you achieve your financial goals. They offer the conveniences of online and mobile banking, along with a variety of loans. They invite you to stop in at any of their five locations and meet their dedicated staff. Kentland Bank thanks you for making them the bank of choice since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on the Sports Showcase from the SP 19 restaurant at the Sandy Fines Golf Course in beautiful, sunny, 80-degree DeMont, Indiana. Bernie going here, wrapping things up. Don't forget, next week right here on WLQI, the 97.7.com, we will have the West Central Trojans going to Monon to take on the North White Vikings, and to be determined on our sister station, 104.5 FM Bear Country Rensselaer. We will find out who that opponent is. We'll keep you up to date as well what's going on with the sections. We know on Bear Country it will be Rensselaer Central hosting the Bowman Academy Eagles. I'd like to thank Coach Brad Beavis of the South Newton Rebels, Coach Mark Hall of the West Central Trojans, Coach Scott Rowell of the North Newton Spartans, Coach James Rose of Kinky Valley Cougars, and Coach Chris Meeks of the Rensselaer Central Bombers. I'd like to thank my wonderful board ops, Scotty Hottie Miller, doing a great job as always. Thank you to the listeners out there. Thank you to the fans. Thank you to the sponsors. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. And thank you to the wonderful staff here of SP19. And I'm Bernie Golan, signing off now. Until next time we cross paths, take care, everyone.
Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances wants you to craft the perfect meal at home with KitchenAid appliances. Designed to fuel your passion and make cooking and entertaining easier, KitchenAid is there throughout the entire cooking and cleaning process to help you experiment and create with top-of-the-line appliances. Whether you're a novice or a master chef, you'll find KitchenAid has the right kitchen appliances for you. Browse our wide selection of major appliances at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer to find the right KitchenAid appliances for all your culinary adventures.
Moore Trucking, a family-owned company in Rensselaer, has been serving local businesses for over 20 years. They take pride in hauling local products from food grade to hazmat materials, which helps maintain and strengthen our local economy. To assure your products get delivered on time, call 219-866-0149 and ask about their rates. They're also looking for a few good drivers. You can apply in person at 1395 North McKinley Avenue or give them a call at 219-866-0149 for more details. Moore Trucking LLC are your delivering the goods experts.
Get your award-winning meal at SB19 American Kitchen, but at Jasper County's best all-around restaurant for 2020. You'll get excellent homemade meals made with fresh ingredients that's sure to please the whole family. Located at Sandy Pines Golf Course, this award-winning restaurant is ready to serve you the freshest in steak, burgers, and seafood, along with their fresh daily soups and salads. Keep an eye out for their weekend specials on Facebook. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, SB19 American Kitchen serves an award-winning meal. SB19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, Edward Jones can help. Stop by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan's office at 496 South Bierma Street in Wheatfield. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to the Saturday Morning Sports Showcase on 97.7 FM WLQI. The Saturday Morning Sports Showcase is brought to you in part by RMT Transport, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, Midway Net, The Good Table Family Restaurant, Anderson Outdoor Power, Kentland Bank, Buy Suburban Propane, Prospect Auto Supply, Solid Rock Ag Solutions, Smith Farm Store, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan, SP19 American Kitchen, Tim's Auto Body and Sales, Reinforcement Designs, McAllister Machinery Company, and by Moore Trucking.